Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Overbelt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
And good evening and welcome to the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Mauston. And we've got high school baseball for you tonight as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on Nakusa in a non-conference game that was supposed to take place up at Nakusa. But because of the weather, of course, we have moved down here to this complex, a beautiful complex outside of Mauston. Artificial turf fields, four of them, four full-size baseball diamonds, four full-size softball diamonds, and they are artificial turf infield and outfield. So we will have baseball here tonight. It's a bit chilly, but not too bad, and the Lumberjacks will square off with Adams Friendship. He's trying to go 2-0 on the young season, coming off a win in their opener last week. They handled Adams Friendship easily in a non-conference game, 16-0, and Nakusa coming into this one already having played five games. They are 2-3 on the season. We'll talk about their record in just a bit. Neither team has taken infield. We're a bit behind with this ball game. It was supposed to start at 7 o'clock, but the game before it ran long, so we will get started a bit later than we thought here tonight. But I would imagine both teams will take a quick infield, and we'll get set to go with high school baseball. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And also by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. We'll take a break, come back, and hear from East Head Coach Steve Heinrich. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Cloverbelt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchase during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now. On now.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're here with East head coach Steve Heinrich before the game with Nakusa down here in Mawson at this beautiful Woodside Sports Complex. Well, coach, let's go back to the first win. It's been a while, but your team was able to take advantage of some shoddy defense by Adams Friendship and also put the bat on the ball for the first game.
Yeah, I thought the kids did a nice job adjusting, you know, seeing, you know, real live pitching. And it's a little different from the cage. First at bat I didn't think was very good, but we did make those adjustments. The kids got the bat and the ball. You hit the ball down hard on the ground, and, you know, Adams just wasn't able to make some plays.
And your team did. Played some pretty good defense, especially for the first time out.
I was really pleased. You know, we got a lot of new guys playing a lot of new positions. I was hitting certain areas you don't know what to expect, and I thought the kids played really well. I mean, we did what we were supposed to do. We put the bat on the ball. We threw strikes for the most part, and we made all the plays that we should make. A couple of things to make, you know, to improve upon, but overall, I thought it was a very good first outing.
Pitching, obviously, you expect your pitchers to maybe struggle with their command a little bit, and you saw a little bit of that late at Luke's start, but at the beginning, he was doing all right.
Yeah, Luke was pounding the zone early. You know, he ran into a funk there in the fourth inning. He just couldn't find the strike zone. You know, that was really nice to be able to bring Ben Schubrin in, and he found the zone, and you know, he throws that nice curveball, and it kept him it was a little different type of pitcher, and you know, we were able to close it out. It was nice.
Up early in the season.
Yeah, and I hope it continues to work late in the season.
You got some time to get back indoors because of the bad weather, but here on artificial turf here tonight, do you expect to give them a little bit of a talk on how different it's going to be playing on this surface as opposed to what they're used to?
Hey, I don't even know how to play on this stuff. I don't know what to expect. You know, just taking a look at these games here, you know, seeing how the ball bounce, it looks fairly true. I mean, it looks not that much different than what, you know, you're kind of doing in the gym here. We'll take it as it comes, and I think we'll be okay. I mean, the ball's going to bounce a little bit. It's going to be a little quicker, but, you know, you have to adjust. Both teams are playing on the same field.
It'll be nice to get your team acquainted with this since you're coming back down here on Saturday for a conference doubleheader with Marshfield.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that we're able to lock that in on Saturday. And, you know, Marshfield, we figure we're going to be backed up a number of games, so if we could free up another game, it was just a smart thing to do early in the year like this here. I don't know. I don't know if Marshfield is down here or not. It'd be kind of nice if we got that one game up on them advantage. So we'll see what happens.
That's East State Coach Steve Heinrich back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazuri dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now. On now.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Need that MLB coverage?
Donner and Big Maplin!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye!
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here! Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by... Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
We are Fox Sports!
Now, back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Mauston as we get set for tonight's Lumberjack matchup with the Nakusa squad. He's taking infield as we speak. We are a bit behind because the game before this ran long, so we're getting started a little bit late, but just hang around and you'll get some high school baseball here tonight on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Willie Brand is going to get the start on the mound tonight for the Lumberjacks. He's been the East catcher, or is expected to be the East catcher, along with Sam Romanski this season. Romanski will get the start behind the plate tonight with Brand on the mound. And for Nakusa, it will be Marshall Getzloff who gets the start pitching here tonight for Nakusa. And if you look at their season so far, as we mentioned, they are 2-3 on the young year. Couple of wins against Adams Friendship and Wautoma in their league, the South Central Conference. They also have three losses, including dropping a doubleheader to Marathon, 12-9 and 9-6. Marathon was playing down here earlier on one of these diamonds, and Steve Warren's squad got a 1-0 victory over Stratford in 8 innings. Well-pitched game by both teams. Both had their aces on the hill, and Marathon comes out, pulls it out with a 1-0 win in 8 innings. The other loss for Nakusa coming against Lodi by a score of 12-4. And Nakusa hasn't played since April 11th, and the Lumberjacks have been off for a while as well since winning that game against Adams Friendship back on April 10th. They have had some games canceled since then, and as we mentioned, they were supposed to play Marshfield earlier this week on Tuesday. That game has been now made part of a doubleheader. The Lumberjacks will be back down here on Saturday morning, taking on the Marshfield Tigers in a twin bill beginning at 10:30. We'll have both games for you right here, pregame show at 10:15 on Saturday morning. We also want to tell you about a new feature on Fox Sports Wausau, our website, foxsportswausau.com. And we have two blog sites, Everything Evergreens and Everything Lumberjacks. And this is where you can find all of information on the two high schools that we cover here on Fox Sports, DC Everest and Wausau East. And if you go to any of the games, take your camera along, take your phone along, take some pictures, and you can post them on the Everything Lumberjacks site just by tagging on the hashtag Wausau East. And you're also going to be able to hear the podcasts of the game, hear the play-by-play, and see game photos at everythinglumberjacks.com. At FoxSportsWausau.com. So check that out and contribute. Put your pictures on there if you're taking pictures at the games or anywhere else that you are tied into activities for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Take a break, come back, and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. The Lumberjacks continue to take infield here. Nakusa's got to take it as well. So we're probably 10, 15 minutes out away from first pitch, but we'll have it all for you right here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Lisa, what did Coach say?
She said I had a concussion and can't play until my doctor clears me.
Come on, it's barely a ding. You're tough. We need you for the game.
Trust me, I want to keep pushing, but I also want to play solid. It's better to miss one game than the whole season, or maybe even sports for the rest of my life.
Wow, tough and smart.
All concussions are serious, so give your brain time to heal. Visit www.cdc.gov/concussion to learn why. A message from CDC.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.
Fox.
We're back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. Lumberjacks continue to take infield. Nakusa's got to take it as well here yet, so we've got some time before first pitch. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. The Lumberjacks will be the visiting team here tonight. Leading off and playing shortstop is Jordan Heiding. Cam Gritzmacher will get the start in right field. He will bat second. Willie Brand, the pitcher, will hit third. Then it's Ben Schubring, who's DHing tonight, hitting for the left fielder, Brennan Becker. Bryce Widmark plays third base and will bat fifth. Ian Corbett, the first baseman, hits sixth. Sam Romanski gets the start at catcher. He will hit seventh. Luke Strick is the second baseman. He hits eighth. And Tanner Denke plays center field and will bat ninth for head coach Steve Heinrich. For Nakusa, it will be Jared Olson leading off and playing third base. Hitting second will be the center fielder, P.J. Satala. Riley Erickson is the catcher. He will hit third. Ty Kreider is the left fielder, batting cleanup. Zach Arendt will play second base and hit fifth. Marshall Getzloff is the pitcher, and he will hit sixth. Xavier Vicente, the right fielder, bats seventh. Tucker Loebner plays first base. He's being DH for, though. Rob Dolan, or Bolin, that is, the DH, will bat eighth. And Brett Sutherland, the shortstop, will hit ninth for Nakusa here this evening. We'll take a timeout, come back, and continue our pregame programming here as we get set for first pitch here tonight. It's going to be a bit yet, as we are a little bit behind schedule. We'll get going here shortly. It'll be high school baseball on the way on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Austin. It appears that Nakusa is not going to take infield, so we will get started here shortly. The coaches are meeting at home plate with the managers, and it looks like we'll be able to get going here in just a few moments. We go back to that first game of the year for the Lumberjacks. It was a 16-0 victory for East in a game shortened to five innings by the 10-run rule. They beat Adams Friendship at Adams Friendship. Luke Strick got the start in that game and picked up the win. He had three strikeouts and four walks, only gave up two hits. Ben Schubring came on and pitched an inning and two-thirds and gave up one walk, two strikeouts, no hits, and the two combined on the shutout that day for the Lumberjacks. The big hitters, Bryce Widmark, had a good start to the season. He had a couple of hits, including a double and three RBIs in the victory. Also, Jordan Heiding picked up a couple of hits and an RBI in the game. Eric Daniel had a two-run single in that one. Ian Corbett, a double in the contest. And Schubring knocked in a couple of runs as well in the win for the Lumberjacks, 16-0, and it looks like Nakusa is taking the field, and it will get started here shortly. And it looks like Getzloff, the pitcher for Nakusa, is a big left-hander, and he's going to be facing the Lumberjacks here as he takes his warm-up pitches. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And don't forget, if you want to re-listen to the game or if you didn't catch it tonight, it will be available as a podcast. Just head to foxsportswausau.com and look for the Everything Lumberjacks place, the blog site there, and that will have the podcasts. It will also be under the podcast section of the website as well. You can check out all of our broadcasts here this coming baseball season, and we'll get busier in May when the weather improves. The East is supposed to take on West on Tuesday. That apparently is questionable because both fields, whether or not they'll be ready or not, we'll see if they're going to move that game. East will be back down here, as we mentioned, on Saturday, taking on Marshfield in a doubleheader against the Tigers here in Mauston on Saturday morning. Pregame show at 10:15 here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, we're set to go. Lumberjacks will send Jordan Heiding to the plate to lead things off here. East is in their red and white, their new unis, red and white jerseys, white pants with red stripes along the sides. Getzloff is already to work. Here's the pitch, and that's lifted in the air but foul down the right field line. And Heiding in the hole quickly, 0-1. Heiding, Gritzmacher, and Brand here in the first inning for the Lumberjacks. We're in that time of night where the sky is darkening but not quite dark, and the lights have yet to really take effect. So we'll see if that causes some problems for the outfielders here. The wind and the pitch, that's lifted in the air, drifting into foul ground, and making the grab for Nakusa is the first baseman. Tucker Loebner makes the play, and there's one down here in the first inning. So hiding behind a couple of pitches here and pops out down the first base line. One down for Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher had a hit and two walks in the first game. Right-handed batter stands in. First pitch fastball drops low, and it's 1-0. Shortstop shaded over toward third base for Gritzmacher here. The wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after a high pitch and didn't get it. 1-1. This is an artificial turf field, sort of like the field turf the football stadiums use. It's got the crushed rubber underneath and sand, so it gives a pretty true hop. The entire field is artificial turf. The pitch, breaking ball, stays way high, 2-1. This is a beautiful complex here. They've got another complex in Wisconsin Dells, and there's expansions planned at both places. And the pitch drops down low again, 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. We're in the top of the first inning, no score. One down, nobody on here for the Lumberjacks. The wind and the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. Up, actually caught the corner. Call it a strike, and the count is full. Not a pitch you're going to swing at 3-1. But Getzloff got the corner, and it's full now. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball lined into right field for a base hit. Gritzmacher hit that one hard on a line past the second baseman. And he'll have a single here with one down. East has a runner for Willie Brand. Left-handed hitting Willie Brand, pitching today for the Lumberjacks. I would imagine they will have Strick and Shoebring or Widmark ready to go on Saturday. We haven't seen Widmark pitch yet, but he will be one of the arms for the Lumberjacks this season. So Brand stands in. Gritzmacher takes his lead at first. The lefty, Getzloff, stretches, and the pitch. Lifted in the air to right field. Short right. It's going to drop into no man's land for a base hit. Good base running by Gritzmacher as he went halfway, seeing that ball was in the Bermuda Triangle between the second baseman, right fielder, and center fielder. And Brand drops one in there for a base hit. And the Lumberjacks have runners on first and second with one out. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. And that is going to be Adam Peterson, who will run here for Brand. And Ben Schubring stands in. Schubring, the DH in tonight's game. Stretch by Getzloff. The check of the runners. Here's the pitch. And that catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Schubring. Long look at the runners. Here it comes. In the dirt. Blocked nicely by the Nakusa catcher, Riley Erickson. And the count even at 1. One ball, one strike. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. That's line into left field for a base hit. Let's see if they try to score Gritzmacher. They're going to try to score him, and he will score on the line drive base hit by Schubring, and the Lumberjacks take the early lead here, 1-0. Schubring jumped all over a fat fastball up in the zone and lined it into left field, and Steve Heinrich being aggressive here early. The ball gets to the outfielders very quickly on this artificial surface, but he was going to test the arm of the left fielder, and there was no contest, and Gritzmacher was able to score easily. Peterson stops at second. And the first pitch to Bryce Widmark is on the outside part of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Runners at first and second. One out. One run in. And the pitch. That's high. And it's 1-1. So a couple of hard hit balls and one pop-up single that dropped in. Three hits here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. The stretch and the pitch. In the dirt, blocked again by Erickson. Can we say in the dirt when it's artificial turf? Two balls and one strike to Widmark. Getzloff with the stretch and the pitch. Widmark fouls it away out of play, and the count even at 2-2. Balls, two strikes to Bryce Widmark. Cool night here, but not too bad. Most of the players wearing long sleeves, which is only smart this time of year. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Widmark lines that one, but foul down the first base side. Count remains 2-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, he went. He's out. The runners are going to advance, though, as the ball popped away from the catcher. Widmark is going to be out. A check swing on an inside pitch. So he will strike out, and the wild pitch allows the runners to advance to second and third. And now let's see if Ian Corbett can come up with a big two-out hit here and drive in a couple of more. Corbett will stand in. Corbett had an RBI double in the first game against Adams Friendship. The stretch and the pitch inside for ball one. It's 3:15 down the lines here, and I'm trying to read the sign out in center. I think it's 3:80 to dead center. Here's a pitch in the dirt again, blocked by Erickson. 2-0 now to Corbett. These are four symmetrical parks that, where the home plates are all butting up against each other. There's a concession stand press box area right in the center between the four fields. Next pitch is high and tight. 3-0 now to Corbett. Let's see if he gets the green light here. Doesn't appear to. Looks like he'll be taking. Sam Romanski is on deck. And they're just going to walk Corbett intentionally to load the bases. They're not even going to throw the fourth pitch. So Corbett gets the intentional walk. In high school, you don't have to actually throw the pitches for an intentional walk. You just tell the umpire, you're going to walk him and send the runner or the hitter down to first base. So now the bases are loaded with two outs for Sam Romanski. They didn't know if Corbett was going to swing 3-0. They weren't going to groove a fastball with two runners in scoring position. And the pitch to Romanski is in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Romanski. Lumberjacks' possibility of putting a crooked number up here in the first inning. He's going to lift one into the center of the diamond. It's going to be caught, though, by the shortstop, and the Lumberjacks are done here in the first inning. But they do get one. One run on three hits. There were no errors and three left. And the score after a half inning of play, it's East 1, Nacoosa coming to bat. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Need that MLB coverage?
Yes! Donner and Big Mercler!
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye.
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here. Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by. Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports. Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you. Side Sports Complex outside of Boston as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. And Willie Brand, the left-hander on the mound for the Lumberjacks here, getting his warm-up tosses in. Defensively for East in the outfield, Brennan Becker is in left, Tanner Denke in center, and Cam Gritzmacher in right. Third to first, it's Bryce Widmark, Jordan Heiding, Luke Strick, and Ian Corbett, and Sam Romanski behind the plate, and Willie Brand on the hill. Lumberjacks will take on Marshfield in a doubleheader Saturday morning right here, and we'll have both games for you. Pre-game show at 10:15, first pitch scheduled for 10:30. And the weather is supposed to cooperate. Nacoosa will send up Jared Olson, the third baseman, to lead things off against Brand. Brand gets the sign he wants, the wind and the pitch. Fastball way inside in the dirt, man, it's 1-0. Tried to overthrow that one, and it got away from him. One ball and no strikes. Rolling the dice a little bit, having your catcher pitch with the arm. I would imagine we won't see him go too many innings here. Olson squares to bunt, takes the pitch all the way, and it's in the dirt. 2-0 now. Corbett even with the bag at first. Widmark up a couple of steps in front at third. Outfield basically straight away. Here's the pitch. Olson squares to bunt again, pitch way inside, 3-0, so Brand having trouble finding the strike zone here to the first hitter. Three balls and no strikes. The wind and the pitch. And that's inside as well. Nope, they call it a strike. Delayed strike call by this umpire. That pitch looked way inside. Instead, it's 3-1. The wind and the pitch. It's in the dirt, pops away from Romanski, and Olson's going to scamper down to first base with a walk. And Nacoosa has the tying run on here in the bottom of the first inning. Brand wasn't very close to the strike zone with most of those pitches. See if he can work through the early game jitters here and get his command. Corbett holding the runner at first as P.J. Satala, the center fielder, will stand in. Runner takes his lead. Brand is ready to work. Square to bunt. Pitch low and outside. And it's 1-0. They've got Schubring DHing today, but he's DHing for Becker, the left fielder. Brand the stretch. Square to bunt again. That's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Brand with the stretch and the pitch. That is high and inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Popped away from Romanski, but not far enough for the runner to advance. The batter had squared. It didn't look like he pulled the bat back, but they call it a ball, and it's 2-1. And the pitch. Another square to bunt. This time the bunt is foul at the plate, and the count will even up at 2-2. Tell you what, as Brand is struggling with the strike zone, that's a gift to have a hitter foul away on a bunt attempt when you've got a pitcher in the first inning struggling to throw strikes. I got to believe you want to let him try to throw some strikes and let him throw some pitches here. But it's 2-2 now. Let's see what they do. Satala, here's the pitch. Curveball swung on and missed, and Brand broke one off right there. Nice curveball on the outside part of the plate, and Satala goes down swinging for the first down of the inning, and that'll bring up Riley Erickson, the catcher. So now one down, runner at first. You wouldn't think that there would be a sacrifice here with the three-hitter and one out in the inning. Pitch by Brand, breaking ball, and he drops it in there nicely. So the last two pitches, nice curveballs from Willie Brand, and it's 0-1. The stretch and the pitch. Another breaking ball, that's outside. 1-1 now. Runner takes his lead. Brand ready to work. Here's the pitch. That's lined into center field. Denke coming on. He'll make the grab. He's got to play at first base. Here's the throw. It's not going to be in time. And the runner is able to get back to first barely. But a nice running catch out there by Tanner Denke. Erickson hit it hard, but right at the center fielder. And the runner at first was about three-quarters of the way down to second base. He had to hurry back on a nice strong throw from Denke to first, but he barely got back. But now two down in the inning, and that'll bring up Ty Kreider, the left fielder. He's a left-handed hitter as well. Brand with the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, that drops in there. No, maybe a bit low, and it's 1-0. Sam Romanski came up out of his crouch that time a little quick. Maybe let the umpire get a look at that one. Looks like a pretty good curveball right there. The stretch and the pitch. That swung on and missed. A changeup. Brand took something off that one. And Kreider was way out in front, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Another breaking ball, and that drops in at the knees. One ball, two strikes now. So after some early struggles with the first hitter, Brand seems to have found the strike zone here. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball. That stays high. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner takes his lead. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And the inning is over. And the Lumberjacks get out of it here with a couple of strikeouts for Brand. For Nacusa in the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Score after one full inning of play. Lumberjacks 1, Nacusa nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know.
The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. We go to the second inning. And the Lumberjacks will send up Luke Strick, Tanner Denke, and then the top of the order, Jordan Heiding, to face Marshall Getzloff here in the second. 1-0 Lumberjacks. Strick playing second base tonight. And the first pitch is grounded towards short. Clean pickup. The throw across is going to be in time for the out. One pitch, one out here in the inning for Getzloff as the shortstop, Brett Sutherland, makes the play. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder. Getzloff ready to work, and the first pitch to Denke is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. Fastball foul, just got a piece of that off the end of the bat, back to the screen, and Denke in the hole, 0-2. No balls, two strikes to the east center fielder. The wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. And Denke goes down on strikes. Quick outs here in the second for Getzloff, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Jordan Heiding. Heiding popped up to first base his first time up in foul ground. The wide by Getzloff and the pitch to Heiding high, ball one. Lumberjacks had three hits in that first inning. Left three on base, though, were able to punch one across. Next pitch to Heiding, grounded up the middle. Center or second baseman makes the play. Long throw, never going to be in time, and Heiding will have an infield hit here with two down in the second inning. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher singled and scored back in the first. See if they try to get that runner down to second base with two outs here. They put Heiding on the move here. We have not seen a throw by the Nakusa catcher as of yet. Getzloff with the stretch and the pitch. Heiding stays where he is, and Gritzmacher fouls it back to the screen. Not going to get a normal jump with the lefty on the hill. And you might have some missed signs here in the early going, early parts of the season. Let's see. Stretch and the pitch. And Gritzmacher lifts it in the air to shallow right field. And they come on to make the catch. That's Xavier Vicente out there, puts it away. And the Lumberjacks are done here in the second inning. For East, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Score after an inning and a half. Lumberjacks 1, Nakusa nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazuri dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th, log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.
We are Buck Wars.
Tom King back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston. East Baseball also brought to you in part by The law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Willie Brand back out on the hill for inning number two, and he will face Zach Aaron to lead things off. Aaron, Lumberjacks leading 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. Bob Atkinson, the Nacoosa skipper, is coaching down at third. Brand ready to work. Here's the pitch. That's chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Chopped it off his foot or ankle area. Nothing in one. Lumberjack girls softball team is playing down here on Saturday as well. In fact, the baseball and softball team's taking the same bus down here. Next pitch, Brand took something off that, and a swing and a miss by Aaron. And quickly, it's 0-2. Yeah, it may be a little while before Jack Torrizzani feel is going to be ready for games. The 0-2 pitch outside. Oh, he tried to get the corner there and didn't get it, and Aaron laid off. It's 1-2. Good pitch right there. Hard pitch to take with two strikes, but Aaron did, and he got the call. It's one ball, two strikes now. Brand ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball, chopped foul. Just got a piece of that one at the plate. And the count remains 1-2. Yeah, these field always has trouble shaking that water early in the year. 1-2. Breaking ball stays high and outside. 2-2 now. Lumberjacks scheduled to play the Warriors. They're supposed to host West on Tuesday. There was some talk of possibly moving it to Wausau West, but obviously snow on that field as well. We'll see what kind of warming and melting there is over the weekend. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. Count full now. 3-2. Or if they will, are going to have to reschedule that game for later in the season. Brand ready, and here it comes. That's in the dirt. Ball four bounces out in front of Romanski. So after getting Aaron 0-2, Aaron's able to work a walk to lead things off here in the second inning. Nacoosa has the tying run on, and Marshall Getzloff, the pitcher, will stand in. Lumberjacks scheduled to play Tomahawk on Monday. At East, that game's not happening. And a bunt, it's going to be out in front of the mound. Brand will feel it. Throw to first in time for the out. And Getzloff gets the sacrifice bunt down. He's retired at first, and Arendt moved up to second base. So now one down. And that'll bring up Xavier Vicente, the right fielder. Yeah, it's supposed to be a three-game week next week for East. Tomahawk on Monday and West on Tuesday at Jack Torrizzani Field. Those games aren't happening, at least at East. And they're also scheduled to play Rapids at Witter Field on Friday night. Now another square to bunt. Ball popped away from Aransky, but he kept it in front of him. Ball one. Pitch was low. And as we mentioned, East will play two games, two conference games, a doubleheader against Marshfield this Saturday morning down here in Mauston. Brand the stretch in the pitch, dropped a curveball, and that's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Nacoosa with a runner at second. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. We're in the second. Brand the stretch and the pitch. And a weak bunt attempt. Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't quite get this. You got a runner, tying run in scoring position, and you've got a guy up there trying to bunt, and that was a pretty poor attempt right there. He sort of took a half swing at it and missed. And it's 1-2. Squared to bunt, and then sort of just threw the bat at the ball and missed. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Big hack on an inside pitch, and Vicente is gone, and now two down here in the second inning for the DH, Rob Bullen. So Brand can get out of it here. Now two down. Hiding snuck in behind the runner that time. Brand wasn't looking, or they might have had a play to pick off the runner at second base. And the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, or at least it was a called strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Brand, the check, and the pitch. Breaking ball, nice one, dropped it in there, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Rob Bolin, the DH. Brand's ready to work. Here it comes, way outside, blocked nicely by Romanski. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That is fouled at the plate. He didn't want to swing. It was an inside pitch, and I think he hit it off his leg. Going to try to walk it off. And the count remains 1-2. Got it off the back of his heel on his front foot. Still 1-2 to Rob Bolin. And the pitch by Brand. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Bolin is gone and the inning is over. Four strikeouts so far for Brand here through two innings for Nakusa here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. Score after two complete. East 1, Nakusa nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Now I'd like to spend some time here for a public service announcement. Michael Phelps, coming out of retirement, potentially wants to compete in his fifth Olympics in Rio, going to compete in a couple of events, has not made his decision, but is going through the process of getting back to be reinstated. Now, what else is he going to do? He's only relevant while he's competing in Summer Olympics.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Mauston, actually just outside of Mauston at the Woodside Sports Complex. Lumberjacks coming to bat here in the top of the third inning and will face a new pitcher, the DH Bolin, who just ended that inning for Nakusa, will come to the mound. Getzloff will move to first base. And it will be Willie Brand to lead things off here for East in the third. Brand singled back in the first inning. And he will face the right-handed throwing Rob Bolin right now. Brand digs in, and Bolin's ready to work. Here it comes. High and outside, ball one. Bolin kind of a three-quarter slingshots the ball. At least he did on that pitch. 1-0. The wind and the pitch. That's chopped toward first. Getzloff makes the play. The pitcher was late to cover, and Brand will reach. That's going to be a hit, but really it's the mistake on the part of the pitcher who didn't cover in time. Getzloff dove to his right and gloved it. But when he turned to look to throw to first, Bolin was only halfway there. So it'll be an infield single for Brand, his second hit of the night. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the DH. He had an RBI single on a hard hit ball to left field his first time up. Adam Peterson, the designated runner, the courtesy runner for Brand. First pitch to Schubring is down low and outside, 1-0. Peterson takes his lead. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Inside, Schubring lays off, 2-0 now. Good count to hit right here. Let's see if Schubring gets a fastball that he can rip. Takes a long look down at Steve Heinrich coaching at third. The stretch and the pitch. Takes that one for a strike. Good pitch to hit right there, but he took it 2-1. Lumberjacks leading one for the third inning. The stretch by Bolin. The runner goes, pitches low. The throw down is going to be not in time. Actually, it was in time, but the second baseman dropped it on the bounce. That's the one thing about an artificial turf field. For a catcher, you can throw that, make that throw on the bounce and get a true hop down at second base. And that's what happened right there. If the second baseman catches that clean, they might have had a play on Peterson. As it was, he is in at second. And now with the count 2-2 on Shubring, here's the pitch. That's lifted foul and out of play down the right side. Count remains 2-2. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, strike three called. He got him looking on the outside corner. Good pitch right there. And Shubring is gone for the first down of the inning. Nice fastball on the outside part of the plate. Shubring wouldn't have been able to do much with that pitch anyway. Maybe he would have been able to move the runner if he could have taken it the other way. But Widmark will stand in now. And the first pitch is right there. Cuts the heart of the plate just under the letters. And it's 0-1. One out, runner at second. And the pitch. There's another strike just above the knees. And it's nothing in two to Bryce Widmark. The stretch by Bolin. And the pitch. Strike three called. He took three right down the heart of the plate. So two straight strikeouts for Bolin. Widmark took three right down the heart. I don't know what he was looking for, but he wasn't going to get three better pitches to hit than he saw right there. And there are two down here with Ian Corbett coming to the plate now, trying to pick up the runner at second. Stretch by Bolin and the pitch. That's high and tight, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Corbett swings, foul tip, and that's caught by the catcher. It's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The stretch by Bolin and the pitch. Fastball catches the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2. Bolin's got a nice fastball. It comes in three quarters in that whiplash-type motion, and it's freezing the East hitters a little bit, and he's painting the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. Corbett couldn't get it. It was upstairs, and the inning is over. Three straight strikeouts for Bolin, and the inning for East in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors. Score after 2.5 remains. East 1 and Nakusa nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Back here at the Woodside Sports Complex outside of Boston, we go to the bottom of the third inning. Willie Brand out to work his third inning here tonight. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. And Nakusa will have Brett Sutherland to lead things off, their shortstop and number 9 hitter. And the right-handed hitting Sutherland will stand in. Brand, the lefty, ready to work. The wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Brand struggled to the first batter he faced tonight, but he's been pretty effective since then. He's given up no hits, a couple of walks. Breaking ball dropped it in there, and it's 0-2. And his curveball has been pretty effective for the most part here tonight. Nothing in two the count. Romanski setting up outside. Wants something on the outside part of the plate. Brand got it. Oh, that looked good. He wanted it. Romanski held it there, didn't get it. And it's 1-2. Good pitch right there. I don't know how you take a pitch like that with two strikes. Put it right where Romanski's glove was. Count 1-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball at inside and low, and it's 2-2 now. Crank that one off a little too much. He had Zach Arendt leading off last inning 0-2 and ended up walking him. Let's see if he can get Sutherland right here. Don't want to go full on him. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. That just misses inside, and the count now full. Whitmark about a step behind the bag at third, hiding, shading the hole at short. And the pitch. Strike three called. He got him, froze him on a pitch on the outside part of the plate. And Sutherland is gone looking for the first down. And that's the fifth strikeout here for Willie Brand. And the top of the order for DeCuson, Jared Olson will come to the plate. He walked his first time up and was stranded at first base. The wind and the pitch. High, ball one. Lumberjacks have somebody throwing in the bullpen. Let's see who that is. They've got a warm-up jacket on. I can't tell. Here's the pitch. And he cuts the heart of the plate with that one. And it's 1-1. So this possibly could be Brand's last inning. East with two games on Saturday. Next pitch down low, 2-1. But they've got Strick, they've got Shubring, they've got Widmark. Widmark hasn't pitched yet. Strick and Shubring combined on the first game against Adams Friendship. And now with the games Monday and Tuesday in doubt. Next pitch, breaking ball, dropped it in there, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Both coaches getting a bit frustrated with how many pitches their players are taking here tonight. Pitches. Next pitch, breaking ball. Did he get him? No. Romanski wanted it, didn't get it. And the count now full. Romanski popped out of his crouch, ready to throw the ball down to third. And it was called a ball. Count full now. Brand's ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball grounded towards short. Hiding up with it cleanly. The throw across is going to be in time for the out. Nice play by Jordan Hiding. And there are two down here in the third inning. And that'll bring up P.J. Satala, the center fielder. He struck out his first time up. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Two down, nobody on for Nakusa here in the third, and Satala will stand in. Lefty against lefty here. Brand ready to work. First pitch low and outside, and it's 1-0. The lights have fully taken effect here now at this field, this beautiful complex, all artificial turf complex. Outside of Boston, the wide and the pitch. Breaking ball chopped foul down the first base side. Count 1-1 now. Going to be a lot of in the early part of the high school season. And this, they run tournaments and camps, and they've got some spotlight camps for prospects coming up this summer. Lots of activities, baseball and softball, here at this complex. Next pitch, breaking ball stays high and tight, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to P.J. Satala. Brand ready to work. Here it comes. That stays inside at the letters, and it's 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Brand ready to go. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Did it catch the outside corner? Yes, it did, and the count is full. Got to wait. This umpire's got a delayed strike call. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Full count, two down. And the pitch. That's grounded towards second. Strick bobbles it off his chest, and it's going to be an error. And Satala will reach. Routine play, and it came up on Luke Strick and off the heel of his glove, and Satala will reach on the error. And Riley Erickson will get a chance to bat. Man, that doesn't get any more routine than that. Lumberjack should be in the dugout getting ready to hit. And now in a one-run game, Erickson will come to the plate. Runner takes his lead. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. In the dirt, blocked again by Romanski. And it's 1-0. See if Nakusa decides they really want to try to get the runner down in scoring position and risk getting him thrown out in a one-run game here. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Widmark's going to take it on the hop. He's going to have to hurry. The throw across is in time for the out, and the inning is over. So Nakusa gets a runner, but nothing across. No runs, no hits, one error, and one man left. And the score after three complete remains. East 1, Nakusa nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
The Great Rate Event is on now at Clover Belt Credit Union. Clover Belt, the leader in vehicle financing, has teamed up with 14 area dealers and Harley-Davidson of Wausau to bring you the Great Rate Event. Great rates on all new and used vehicles now through April 18th. Get your great rate deal at all Kazurik dealerships, all Brickner family locations, Hometown Motors, Fred Miller in Schofield, Gross Motors, Nielsville, Certified Auto Center, Wausau, Wheelers in Marshfield and Medford, and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Get a great rate and a great deal, and as a special bonus, receive a voucher for four to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. With every vehicle purchased during the Great Rate Event now through April 18th. Log on to ccuwausau.com for details and quick click links to all participating vehicle dealers and Harley of Wausau. The time to buy is now. The place to finance is Clover Belt Credit Union during the Great Rate Event on now.
On now.